Hey everyone, Brian here. You're most likely familiar with me as a player in Super Quest Saga, a wonderful 5e D&D actual play near and dear to my heart that is now complete and shall live on as long as this feed is active. So if you're here, that's great, but also if you have the time, I highly recommend SQS, or Scoose as we call it behind the scenes. What we're about to present in Flashbang and the Surgeon was my first official run at being a dungeon master of my very own campaign. I was also learning how to do audio stuff good, so this... using my equipment in a space effectively. So eventually I got there, but season one of this show was not it. It was a learning curve. And at this point, there's not really a way to doctor up this audio beyond what we've already been able to do to it to reach our current standards. So I apologize for that. I thought long and hard about dropping this for public listening and decided that the content is simply too good despite the lackluster audio quality for a good chunk of the beginning. I hope everyone that decides to stick with it can bear with that audio quality. I know that's like a make or break for some people, but I really do believe in this as something worth your time. Like I said, it improves as it goes, but it takes a bit of time. We initially launched a show on patreon.com/thedungeoncast behind a paywall while we were recording Super Quest Saga. And that was just something to kind of pad the Patreon there. If you want to support the Dungeon Cast, which is a show that Will and I do, you can go there and do so. So what is Flashbang and the Surgeon? At its heart, it's a superhero game. It's set in Faerun in the city of Waterdeep. And it's all the episodes are inspired by episodes of Batman, the animated series. Aside from the world builders, which are up first, I thought it would be good to establish the Waterdeep that we're going to be playing in, because it's not exactly your classic Waterdeep. There's a lot. It's like a fusion of Waterdeep and Gotham City from BTS. BTS is a show that's near and dear to my heart, along with the co-hosts of this show, Jake and Steve. We all love Batman. We quickly began calling this show F-Bats for short. So that's what we'll be referring to it as from here forth. While this show is being released to the public for the first time, we are also recording a brand new game, which we've dubbed Super Quest Omega. I am the DM of that game as well. It will drop on the feed once post-production is complete, likely between seasons of FBATs, although scheduling could easily change all that, so no promises. If you want to hear the early raw recordings of Super Quest Omega, you can do so once again on patreon.com/thedungeoncast. Sorry for plugging that again, but that's where it lives. So I want to tell you guys, I am incredibly proud of FBATs. It really emphasizes and reflects the longtime friendship of Jake and Steve and myself, who have known each other for most of our childhood and remain friends in our adult lives. I'm incredibly grateful for everything they did, not only for this show, but for enriching my life and helping make it what it is today. They're really important people to me. So the release schedule is a little tricky with this one. I want to give you guys weekly episodes, but we're going to take breaks in between sessions. So our world builder, I consider one session. We sat down, recorded it in one big chunk, but those are huge audio files, so we broke it up into parts one and two. So I'm going to release episode one now, which you're listening to, and then part two of the world builder will come out next week. Then we will take a 1 week break, and that's when you'll hear session one is the week after that. So basically a session zero for 2 weeks, week break, then a new episode airs, and we'll go until that session is complete. It's usually either 2 to 4 parts, depending on the length and content of the episodes. And that's how the show will release until season one is complete. It's about 10 sessions long. I think we have like 25 sessions total of this show that we can go through. Maybe more, maybe like 26 or 27. I can't remember where we ended up leaving off. But that's the plan. So without further ado, I give you Flashbang and the Surgeon.
everybody. My name is Brian from the Dungeon Cast. I am here with my two friends, Jake and Steve, and today we're going to be recording a new city game set in Waterdeep, Forgotten Realms style. It's going to be a superhero game based in like D&D physics, and it's going to be called Flashbang and the Surgeon. So go ahead and say what's up, guys.
What's going on? It's your special guest, Jake.
Yeah.
Nice to be talking to all you guys.
Who are you going to be playing today?
I'm going to be playing Lucian Amakir, the Wood Elf Monk.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Okay. The Wood Elf Monk, Lucian Amakir. And yes. You'll be known, your alter ego will ultimately be known as Flashbang.
As Flashbang, yes.
Cool. And you go ahead, Steve.
All right, so my character is Brandon Bobby, and his alter ego is the Surgeon, and he's going to be playing a human barbarian.
Cool, nice.
Heck yes.
This is going to be starting from level one, and this is our session zero, where we're going to kind of establish the setting and world build and get to know these characters before we actually get into some real games. We are going to do some role play today. But first, we need to build these characters. So rather than rolling, I think it would be more fair. We're keeping it kind of fast and loose, and we want to go the route of simplicity at most times. So we're going to be taking the standard array. So tell me a little bit about Brandon Bobby.
Like his profession?
If you want to get into that, whatever you want to get into, more like what's his personality like? Or like who... How would you describe Brandon Bobby to a stranger?
Oh, he's curious about the superhero industry, and he just has a lot of strength from his like day-to-day work. So he kind of wants to be a vigilante, but if things get hazy, he can just dip.
He's not full commit.
Yeah, he doesn't know what it's about.
Cool. So as a human, it's hard to make generalizations about humans, but your human character has these traits. Ability score increase. Your ability scores each increase by one. So we can go that route, but there's a variant at the bottom that I should explain to you first where you can get two different ability scores of your choice to increase by one, and then you gain a proficiency in one extra skill.
Okay.
And then you gain a feat. And there's a section in this book on feats. Great. But I think you should probably just take the plus one to everything.
Okay. Sure.
Unless you feel like doing the other thing. If you take the other thing, we have to look up what all the feats are, and you need to pick one.
I'm okay with
like passives, basically. Or
yeah, passive scores. They're really good, but it's going to take time. So it's up to you.
I'm okay with the plus one to everything.
Okay.
That's fine with me.
So go ahead and mark little plus ones onto the left of the boxes. So not inside the box, but just so we know to add it at the end
when
we're giving the scores. So your age, humans reach adulthood in their late teens and live less than a century. If you were going to give yourself a character alignment, like let's say lawful good or neutral or evil, I'm not going to let you guys be evil because that doesn't make sense for what we're doing.
Right.
But neutral and up, the other side of all that is fine. So how would you describe Brandon Bobby?
I would describe him as neutral.
Just in it for himself.
Yeah.
I kind of equate neutrality to like selfishness in a lot of ways in this game, which is like not necessarily a dig or anything. It's just like it's self-interest, not necessarily like conceit, you know?
Right.
So whatever, it's chaotic or lawful, whatever it takes to get the results you require, which is like, you just kind of want to see what superheroing is about.
Yeah.
Okay. That makes sense to me. So how tall are you?
I am 5'5".
You're 5'5". Are you stocky?
I am very stocky.
Okay, cool.
Just meat and cheese.
Meat and cheese. I love it. Your base walking speed is 30 feet, so go ahead and mark 30 in the speed box, which is up here. So your languages, you can speak, read, and write common. So go ahead and write common down here in this box.
Okay.
And then you get one extra language of your choice. You can do like Elvish, Dwarvish, you can do... like Draconic is popular, or like there's like Celestial is a language, or you can speak like Primordial, which is like language of the elementals. As a human, you have the capacity to pick. They just give away languages in 5e. You just get to know one, whatever you want.
What would be the most common secondary language in this world or this setting?
Elvish or Dwarvish for sure.
Okay, let's go with Dwarvish.
Okay, cool. So you can speak Dwarvish. So go ahead and write that under common.
Yeah.
Sure, you and the dwarves. have like at the construction company?
Yeah.
To bros, yeah. I'm sure.
Oh, yeah, I work at a construction company.
What's the name of the construction company?
Ooh. Ooh. Dwarves Are Us?
Dwarves Are Us.
But they don't discriminate, obviously.
Obviously, they're Dwarves equal opportunity employer.
They're just like they built it. They built the name of the company, and they're like, "What? You need a name for this LLC, like legally?" And they were like, "We're dwarves.
Yeah,
like, dwarves." And one of them is kind of like not well spoken. He's like, "Dwarves Are Us," and they were the guy at City Hall was like, "Okay, fuck it. That's what your fucking name is. Dwarves Are Us. That's great. Good name, guys. Get out next." Okay, so the next place we're going to go is... I don't think construction worker is a background in this game. So let's find something that's close to that. I'll read you Guild Artisan. You're a member of an artisan's guild skilled in a particular field closely associated with other artisans. You're a well-established part of the mercantile world, freed by talent and wealth from the constraints of a feudal social order. You learned your skills as an apprentice to master artisan under the sponsorship of your guild until you became a master in your own right. We can kind of mold that to be, you work for a construction company and they trained you to lift things and put shit together and like mix concrete or whatever it is you're doing.
Yeah, that sounds exactly like Brandon Bobby.
Cool. So for skills in your skills tree, that's right next to your stats, like where you marked all those pluses.
Yes.
You're going to bubble in the one that says insight.
Okay.
And the one that says persuasion.
Okay.
And then you get an artisan's tool. Of your choice. We'll get that later. I have to look at what those are. And you get another language.
Another one? Wow.
Yeah,
wow.
Because of this.
Okay, then I'll go with the other most common is Elvish, mm-hmm. you said?
Yeah, so now...
We get to talk to each other.
Yeah, now
you get
to talk to each other.
Oh, nice.
Because he's an elf.
Yes.
Okay, and so here's your feature, which I want you to write over here.
Okay.
It's called Guild Membership. As an established and respected member of a guild, you can rely on certain benefits that membership provides. Your fellow guild members will provide you with lodging and food if necessary, and pay for your funeral if needed. If in some cities and towns, guild hall... That's so morbid. I can't get over that. A guild hall offers a central place to meet other members of your profession, which can be a good place to meet potential patrons, allies, or hirelings. Guilds often wield tremendous political power. Oh, you don't have to write all that down.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
You're good. You're good on just, we'll remember it. You can get food and lodging from other guild members if you're like in a tight spot. There's somewhere your guild meets, like, I don't know, Dwarves Are Us HQ, the corporate office. You can go talk to guild members there about whatever it is you need. So it's like a hub of information for you.
Right.
Like maybe you could pick up on a lead or something there.
Right.
Guilds often wield tremendous political power. If you're accused of a crime, your guild will support you if a good case can be made for your innocence or the crime is justifiable. You can also gain access to powerful political figures through the guild if you are a member in good standing. Such connections might require the donation of money or magic items to the guild's coffers. You must pay dues of 5 gold pieces per month to the guild. If you miss payments, you must make up back dues to remain in the guild's good graces.
Wow.
So that's, we're going to count that, I think.
Okay,
yeah.
Sure. I mean, I make money,
we'll
I'm
figure,
assuming.
Yeah, you probably do. It just comes out of your wages.
Yeah.
We'll use it if we need to. I'm not going to, like, keep strict track, because, like, what the fuck is a month with how we're going to run this game? You'll see how the flow is meant to be, and I'm not going to be able to keep track of a month. We can decide, you know, when a month is up, maybe, if you guys want, collectively. But let's go to the barbarian and figure out what kind of animal you are. In your hit die area?
Yes.
Write 1d12.
1d12.
And then I guess now is the right time to assign your stats, because your stats are going to help you base your HP.
Okay.
Yeah, so go ahead and allocate them how you want. For a barbarian, for a quick build, it recommends you can make a barbarian quickly by following these suggestions. First, put your highest ability score in strength, followed by constitution, and then second, choose the Outlander background. But we're going with the Guild Artisan, which is, I think, better fit for you than
right.
the Outlander.
Definitely.
But yeah, it suggests strength and constitution. Those are interchangeable to me. If you want more HP, con is your HP stat. It's like how good you are at like when your health gets low, you get Pokeballed, and you can get out of the Pokeball with a good con save, I guess, is a good way to describe it.
Right.
What are the available languages? I just need one. Does it say in the PHP?
Like, what do you want? Like, what do you want to, who do you want to talk to?
So,
there's like,
what other than elves and dwarves is there a lot of in Waterdeep?
It's mostly those, but let it's me hang on. Dense. Let me check the Wikipedia. I printed it. Humans, dwarves, elves. There's halflings, half elves, gnomes, and half orcs. So gnomish is probably cool to know.
Gnomish or orcish, basically.
Gnomes, orcs. Well, yeah, orcish.
Half orcs.
Half orcs would speak orcish, yeah. Or half elf. There's no language for half elf. It's either common or elf. But if you want something obscure, I mean, there's gonna be. All races in the city. They're just gonna. This is the bulk.
Yeah,
according to the wiki. It's a city of 130,000, which is pretty big. For I'll do a fantasy setting.
I'll do gnomish.
Gnomish it is. Okay. Gnomes are probably like artisans and artificers and rogues and bards, that sort of thing. In the city, mostly. Sick. Okay, so Steve, what did you tell me what you picked for your scores?
So I chose my highest 15 for strength.
Okay, so that gets a plus one, so it's actually 16, right?
Yes.
Okay, so make sure you write 16 in the little bubble.
Oh, in the little bubble. Yeah. Oh, I see.
And then since it bumped it from an even to an odd, it gave you a plus three to your modifier.
Okay.
Or to from an odd to an even is what I meant to say.
And then, let's see, I chose 13 to dexterity.
Okay, cool. So that turns into a 14, which makes the mod plus 2.
And then 14 to constitution.
Okay, so that turns into a 15, and it stays at a 3.
And then 8 to intelligence.
Okay, cool. So that's a minus 1. So the 8 becomes a 9 with your plus 1. It's just still a minus 1.
Dumb boys. Right now.
Jeez. Yeah, you're slightly lower than average intelligence, which is fine.
And let's see, 10 to wisdom.
Okay, so that becomes an 11, which remains a plus 1.
And then 12 to charisma.
Cool. So that becomes a 13, and your mod stays at a plus 2. Let's go over... Okay, so now let's go into your... like saving throws and stuff is barbarian. So at first level, your HP is 12 plus your constitution modifier.
12.
It's 3.
15.
You're 15 HP. Big boy. For proficiencies, you can write them kind of down there with the languages.
Okay.
Light armor, medium armor, and shields.
Okay.
And then you also get proficiency with simple weapons, martial weapons, and then up here in the saving throws box, we're going to move there next. So okay. Bubble in strength and constitution.
Okay.
And then in the skills tree, you're going to bubble in two. And your choices are animal handling, athletics, intimidation, nature, perception, and survival. And if you just want to look at it, it's in the bottom corner there.
Oh,
you
great.
Get to pick two of those.
Let's go with athletics and survival.
Okay, so your starting equipment, you're going to get a great axe or any martial melee weapon. So you either take a great axe or a sword or like a long sword, short sword.
I like the great axe.
Okay, keep the great axe. And then you also get two hand axes or any other simple weapon like rapier, short sword.
I also want two hand axes.
Okay, cool. And then you get an explorer's pack and four javelins. First level, you get rage and unarmored defense. So let's write, put rage down right there.
Okay.
In battle, you fight with primal ferocity. On your turn, you can enter rage as a bonus action. So your action economy is you get one normal action, a bonus action, and a reaction every single turn, and it resets. So when you're raging, you gain the following benefits if you aren't wearing heavy armor. You have advantage on strength checks, strength saving throws. When you make a melee weapon attack using strength, you gain a bonus to the damage roll that increases as you gain levels. So that bonus right now is going to be plus 2 to damage while you're raging.
Okay.
So you can write that wherever it makes sense. You have a resistance to bludgeoning, piercing, and slashing damage, which means you take half damage from those types of attacks.
Okay.
If you're able to cast spells, you can't cast them or concentrate on them while raging. Your rage lasts for 1 minute. So as a reference, each turn of combat takes 6 seconds. So 10 turns of combat.
Okay.
It ends early if you're knocked unconscious, or if your turn ends and you haven't attacked a hostile creature since your last turn or taken damage. So if it's too calm, you'll lose your rage. You can also end your rage on your turn as a bonus action. Once you have ranged the number of times shown for your barbarian level in the rage column before the barbarian table, or of the barbarian table, you must finish a long rest before you can rage again. So you have a certain amount.
I see.
So then also under right here, right, unarmored defense.
Okay.
So while you're not wearing any armor, your armor class equals 10 plus your dexterity modifier plus your constitution modifier. And you can use a shield and still gain this benefit.
Okay.
So it's that's what you're going to put in armor class up here. It's 10 plus your dex mod plus your con mod if you don't want to wear armor.
Okay. So that's...
be 10, 13.
15.
Or 15. Oh, yeah, 15. That's 15, really good.
Yeah.
15
yeah,
is solid.
It's awesome.
So your armor, you're proficient with light and medium. So if you choose to wear that, that benefit won't count. Right. And you'll get the benefit the armor gives you. So it's usually dex. It's 10 plus the dex plus whatever the armor gives you, which is less than what you're going to get with an armor, probably.
Right.
So nice. Good nice. Job. So that's all you get for level one. At second level, you get danger sense, which is the D&D equivalent of spider sense.
Okay.
So fucking cool. And then at third level, you're going to get your primal path, so we can talk about that later. There's like Berserker and a couple other ones, but, you know. So now we're going to go to the... So Jacob, let's talk about your boy. What's his name again? Lucian?
Lucian Amakir.
Nice. That's a cool name.
I think Amakir was like gem flower or something like that in the elves. I can't...
I fucking love it.
Yeah, so. It's awesome.
So you're a wood elf, right?
Wood elf, yeah.
Okay, so for wood elf, you get a +2 to dex.
Mm-hmm.
How old are you? You can be super old if you want.
I don't want to be like super old, but I want to be like, you know, 400 or 500 years old.
Oh my, you're getting up there.
I'm getting up there, yeah.
You're a 500-year-old elf.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Just pissed off that his city's going to shit. That's pretty much.
Where are you on the alignment chart?
Lawful good.
Okay. We got a classic hero here.
Yeah.
How tall are you?
Ooh. What does it say the size goes up to?
From under 5 feet to over 6 feet tall, and you have slender build, your size is medium. That goes for you too, Steve. You're human size, but your classification of size in the physics of the game is medium.
Okay.
Like 6'2".
6'2", okay, real tall. Okay, so your speed is 30 feet, mm-hmm. which looks like you marked already. You get dark vision, whoa.
Ooh.
Oh, shit, everything gets dark vision.
It's true.
Keen senses, you have proficiency in the perception skill. Did you bubble that in?
Sure did.
And then you have fey ancestry.
Mm-hmm.
You have advantage on saving throws against being charmed, and magic can't put you to sleep. Did you mark that? Did you write that down? Cool. So you
get know I did.
Trance, you get to meditate for 4 hours instead of sleeping. You can kind of, you're like a sitting alarm spell.
Also. I am. Hell yes.
So you can speak and read common and elvish. Mm-hmm. Elvish is fluid with subtle intonations and intricate grammar. Cool. Your subrace was wood elf, so let's go over to that. So as a wood elf, keen senses, intuition from the forest...
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
Anna Sheridan, missing for nearly 6 months now.
I need you to find me.
The Sheridan Tapes, a serialized horror mystery podcast. Stream the complete series today on Realm and on all podcasting platforms.
What color is your skin? This says it's copperish in hue with traces of green. Is that canon?
I was going to do copper with like jet black hair and green eyes.
Cool. You increase your wisdom score by one?
Yes.
Then elf weapon training. You have proficiency with the long sword, short sword, short bow, and longbow. Nice.
Yes.
Fleet of foot. Your base walking speed is 35 instead of 30.
Okay, I increased cool. it.
And mask of the wild. You can attempt to hide even when you are on lightly obscured foliage, heavy rain, falling snow, mist, and other natural phenomena. Did you mark that down?
Sure did, bro.
Nice. That's a cool...
nice little thing. Because I don't think you can hide when, you know, there's like nothing to hide
right,
behind.
But if there's rain, you can just like can just T-Rex it.
Just super T-Rex people.
Okay. So, did you pick a background?
I went with Sage.
Okay, what did you get for that?
I think I got two more languages, so that's why I did. I did Gnomish and Dwarvish.
Okay.
So we can talk shit in three different languages to each other.
cool.
And then I got, I think, an artisan's toolkit or like a musical instrument. I haven't picked that yet. And then I got Arcana and History as proficiencies as well.
Neat.
Yeah.
Okay, and you went with Monk, so what did you... So at level one, let's see, your hit die was a D8, so you got 8 plus your con, so what's your HP at?
9.
Not as buff as Steve.
No.
As Bobby. Oh, well, Brandon Bobby.
Brandon.
God damn it. Okay, Bobby. I gotta get that straight. You don't have armor proficiency, you have simple weapons and short sword proficiency, mm-hmm. you got an artisan's tool or an instrument. Which one did you take?
I don't know. I want to look at the too. Yeah, I want to look at the kits first before I choose.
Okay, we got to do one for Steve. We'll do that off mic.
Sure.
You marked strength and dex for saves.
Yep.
What did you pick from acrobatics, athletics, history, insight, religion, and stealth?
I did acrobatics and athletics.
Nice. So no one stealthy.
No.
you start with a short sword or any simple weapon. What'd you pick? Short sword?
I was going to go with a long sword because I have the wood elf proficiencies.
Cool. And what pack did you pick? Dungeon or Explorer? They're like the same.
I don't know. What do they
have? Take a Dungeoneer's pack. I don't know. We'll pick later. You got 10 darts.
Fuck yeah, I do.
Okay, cool. Some darts. Got unarmored defense, which is 10 plus dex plus wisdom.
So I have a 16 as my armor class.
Oh, nice. So neither of you are wearing armor, which is insane to me. Is going to be crazy because if you're going to have superhero alter ego, like your class is essentially your superpowers, comparatively speaking to the rest of the world. So, like, what does that mean as far as like.
I'm just going to have some bomb ass clothes.
Like, yeah, I guess you
some
just get
super
to pick,
sick robes.
Like,
I don't know.
Some like leather or whatever. I don't know. I'm interested to know. So, you got martial arts at first level. Let's see.
I was looking through that.
You can use dex instead of strength for attack and damage rolls.
Sick.
Of your unarmed strikes and monk weapons, you can roll a d4 in place of the normal damage of your unarmed strike or monk weapon. This die changes as you gain in monk levels. When you use the attack action with an unarmored strike or a monk weapon on your turn, you can make one unarmored strike as a bonus action. For example, if you take the attack action and attack with a quarterstaff, you can also make an unarmed strike as a bonus action, assuming you haven't already taken a bonus action.
That's sick.
So that's all we're getting into for first level monk. We'll get into more stuff later your key points and stuff is second level. So.
Yeah.
All right, so you guys are citizens of the city of Waterdeep, which is where we're going to play this game. I did some light reading on Waterdeep. Essentially, it's like a big Gotham City is the way we're going to treat it, or like New York, whatever you want to equate it to from the superhero universe. It's a, let's see, the Wikipedia says Waterdeep is a fictional city-state that forms part of D&D roleplay in Forgotten Realms. It's a port city located along the western coast of the Faerun subcontinent, and it's known as the City of Splendors. Waterdeep is one of the largest and busiest cities and one of the most important political powers on the continent. The population is primarily human, although other races dwell therein. The city government consists of a cryptocracy of mostly anonymous individuals known as the Masked Lords of Waterdeep, which is should be common knowledge to you guys since you live there. We'll get into the surrounding areas later on. I know that there's Skullport, which is like the Underdark city below Waterdeep. You guys probably know about it and hear rumors about it, but like it's way too dangerous to go, for like normal people to go down there. It's like a big, like it's like walking into a, like a big crime lair for people like you. And then there's the Undermountain. So like, here's a map. There's like this big ass mountain. I read that it attracts adventurers, and there's a bunch of like dwarven caverns underneath for exploring. Ooh. And like looking for treasure and shit. So maybe we'll get into there one day. But for now, sure, we're going to be playing in the bulk of this area, which is the city. So that's the art. Here's like a Google Maps satellite view. So I want you guys to kind of terraform the city with me as we go, as far as like, here's the layout, but like, where are things, right? So like your place of employment, I want to know things like, do you have any family in the city or love interests or like close friends that aren't, you know, basically, do you want any NPCs that you want me to role play, or like bring in and out of the story? You know, like Peter Parker has Aunt May and Bruce Wayne has Alfred, that sort of thing. I'm going to give you guys a couple of those characters that I already have planned. So don't be like, I have a butler that like takes care of my every need. Keep it more like you're a person that was born into the world, probably has like a family, like where are they? Don't have to be around, but like what happened or where are they and what's going on with them? Do they live in somewhere else and you move to Waterdeep for work or, you know, new opportunity? What is it? You know, those are the kinds of things I'm looking for here. So we can also pick on the map where you guys live and maybe work, depending on like, we want to avoid like major central stuff, but like all these little blocks in here, you guys can live wherever.
I see. So we can pick basically anywhere?
Pretty much. I mean, like, I don't really care. I would avoid like areas that look like they have like monuments or big parks, you know. Okay. That's pretty obvious. Like these green patches, I would avoid those.
Okay.
And then I would avoid the coastline or the city. Like maybe you live near the wall. That's fine. But I would avoid the coastline because I don't think there's like, there's either super rich people or like, you know, industry there, like receive ships and shit.
So given my profession, I do construction contract work all over the city. Totally. So I don't want to commute everywhere. So I want to just be based in the center.
Nice. Okay.
So possibly Castle Ward.
Cool. Yeah, go for it. Yeah, so that section somewhere is called center. Castle Ward, huh?
Yeah, somewhere center, Castle Ward.
I don't know canonically what Waterdeep says Castle Ward is, but I don't care. So, like, just pick one of these and circle it.
Okay.
This is my Waterdeep now. okay, cool. So I'll print another map. And so, Jakub, what about you?
I'm trying to see, like, where there would be, like, a good place for a monastery. I don't exactly... Because I was thinking one of these areas, but if they're taken for something...
I want to keep anything green off limits because yeah. The City of the Dead is like a super cool name and I've got to do something with that,
that's
right?
It's ominous as fuck, yeah.
Yeah, definitely. So I don't know, maybe down here.
Yeah, I was liking this green section to maybe put it on like the top of a hill or something like that.
Totally, but why don't you do it right here?
Yeah, yeah.
So you guys aren't that far away. There's a monk monastery up there, and that's where
top
you
of
stay.
That heel. Yes.
Okay. Cool. So, yeah. Do you want to talk about that?
Sure. That's where I'm a sage, is the monastery.
Okay. So what does it mean to be a sage of this monastery?
Fuck, I don't even know. I think it's because I'm.
Are you like a more trusted, respected member?
Yeah, I think because I'm so old, you know, my wisdom and experience helps facilitate things, I think.
Totally. Okay. So, what's the name?
Well respected.
What's the name of it?
Oh, shit.
Yeah, this is how this goes.
B-Rye.
What did you think?
Are we playing D&D right now?
Yeah, you're helping me world build.
How dare you?
You're the part you're supposed to do. He named his construction company.
He sure did. Dwarves or Us was good.
Yeah. We'll get into more of your living conditions later. We're kind of talking more about
this. Sure, no problem.
I'm assuming like an apartment, but I don't know. You might have a house. You sound like you have money.
I don't.
Oh, okay. But anyway, let's finish this before we go back to Brandon Bobby.
Shit.
Surgeon.
I want something Shangri-La-esque, but what would it be?
Gangla-shra.
You said the Gangla-shra?
Gangla-shra.
Do it. Fuck it.
Okay, your monastery is called La-shra.
Yes.
It's L-A with a like some kind of phonetic like...
Yeah. call it the Path of the Sun Monastery.
Well, then what the fuck did I come up with?
I'm sorry, because it just came to me right now. Okay.
It's the Path of the Sun.
Yes, please. It's the Golden Sun Monastery.
Is it the Path of the Sun or
no,
the Golden
Sun Monastery?
No, it's
the fucking Path of the Sun.
Okay. So we have a name for the monastery.
Yes,
it's fine. Not La-shra.
No. Like you spent so much time thinking of it.
Now it's wasted. I gotta name something else in the city. La-shra.
Hate it.
Okay, cool. So you live and what do you do there? Practice kung fu?
Pretty much, yeah.
Super good at kung fu.
Super good at kung fu. Super good with my long sword. And I just impart wisdom on these kids. Okay.
So you're like a teacher and you live there?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, cool. So Brandon.
Yes.
Brandon Bobby.
That is me.
Yeah, what's your living situation like?
I live in a small apartment.
Okay.
And I do have another NPC I want to bring into this world.
Totally.
It would be my grandmama.
Oh.
You got a sweet old grandmama.
I do.
A human?
Yes. And I care for her, and my paycheck goes to her.
So nice.
That she can
wow.
live out her Zen garden.
Grandma with Love Zen it. Garden. So you have a little apartment. Maybe there's a balcony with the Zen garden is out on the balcony or something like that.
Oh, I don't live with my grandma.
Oh,
yeah.
You just like support your grandma.
I support my grandma financially.
She lives somewhere else.
Exactly.
Okay. Do you want to?
No, she's still in the city. Do you want me to mark where she lives?
Yeah, just give me like a general location. It doesn't have to be. Just pick another city block, maybe somewhere nearby, but not too close.
Actually, let's just put her next to that monastery.
Okay, she lives down here.
Yeah.
Let's put her south of the monastery.
Yeah, she's very religious.
Cool. She's up there like hearing monk wisdom and shit.
Yeah. She is, yes.
Okay.
I taught her how to do her Zen garden. How we know each other.
Totally. Okay, what's grandma's name?
Oh, grandmama wasn't sufficient?
Well, no.
Oh, okay.
Grandma, you call her grandmama, but what's her name?
Oh, well, I guess her last name would have to be Bobby, too.
It doesn't have to be. It could be like a man name.
No, but I want it to be Bobby.
Okay, so it's a father's side. If we're going traditional, like that kind of route. Okay, totally. So, so it's something Bobby is her name. Grandmama Bobby.
Ah, wow. Names are so hard now. Clarice.
Clarice Bobby.
Love it.
So we have Clarice Bobby is Steve's grandmama. Or Brandon Bobby's grandmama. Jakub, do you have anybody else you want to bring into this situation here?
No, I feel like he's lived a solitary life.
Yeah, he's away from his elven homies or whatever.
Pretty much.
So what's going on with the other monks? Are there other monks here, or are they?
I'm sure. Yeah.
Probably
not just me.
Like a grand poobah kind of guy.
Yeah.
We'll establish that some other time. I think let's get into some other shit. Probably. Is there anything else you guys want to tell me about your character before we move on? You want to fight crime for fun?
Yes.
What's your attachment to crime fighting?
I think it's just the city. He's been alive for so long that he's just seen it deteriorate and go downhill. And I think he's just tired of seeing it from his monetary on high.
How many years have you lived in Waterdeep?
How old are you again? 400
years. 500,
yeah. Wow.
So I want to say my whole life.
Like you've never gone anywhere else.
Time? Yeah.
You've never taken any vacations.
Nah, man. All I know is this monastery.
Well, you were dropped there when you were a little boy? Something like that? A little elf baby?
I'm all right with it. Maybe that's why I was
like... Damn, and you're still just a level one monk. That's fine.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe I'll be younger
Well, you've transcended because like the other monks, they're not as strong as you. They don't have... I don't know. What are your level one features?
I have the...
They don't have unarmored defense. Yeah. They don't get saving throws. That's the... yeah, totally. I think that's enough. Oh, let's... Where's your construction headquarters? Like, for your background guild feature?
Right.
Like, where's that at?
Well, since it's a hub, it would make sense for that to be near the center of the city, too. But I can also understand if it's, like, glorified and, like, rich to be at, like, some spot in the city that's, like, in a richer sector.
Yeah, totally. So I'm thinking, like, in here somewhere or down in this area?
Yeah. Actually, probably towards the docks. That would make the most sense to me. It's cool. Like a central hub of trading.
There might even be more than one. Like, you guys might have a sector down here and a section up here, you know?
Yeah, like a different branch or something.
To do different sects of the city.
Right. Yeah, I would say the main hub would probably be by the docks down here, though. No go?
No, yeah, totally.
Okay, cool.
Let's put it...
Those are good ones.
Right at the dock. Let's put it in this section.
Yeah, there. Just near it.
Okay, cool. Neat. It probably is a taller building that has a view of the ocean. Right. That's sick. Okay, so... Yeah, the city is surrounded by walls as like a defense. This is a deep harbor. It has walls in it as well. I think this is a big cliff over here. So that's like a natural wall. So just in case I didn't establish Waterdeep well enough, I know I told you off mic that this is a cryptocracy.
Yes.
So the city is ruled by masked figures, political figures that you see, but you don't know what their identity is. They are somebody, they're presumably somebody important, and a lot of political talk is about who these people might be.
Right, so it's established that they exist.
Yes, they present themselves as... like masked leaders.
Oh, okay, I see.
And like give rhetoric or whatever, you know.
Right.
Write law, that sort of thing. But they have figureheads also that are present, like, you know, like city representatives and stuff.
Right.
Let's not get too much into that today. Let's just establish that general thing. I don't know enough about it yet, but I will. So we talked about the surrounding areas. We were looking at the map. If you're listening along and you want to know what Waterdeep looks like, Google it and hit the images part and you'll see what I'm talking about. Because that's what I did. So we talked about your character creation. We went over your earlier life a little bit. Do you want to retcon that, Jake?
I do, yeah.
Yeah, go ahead.
So I think it's not so much that he lived here. Maybe he started his life in Waterdeep and then struck out from the monastery. Did a lot of meditating, did a lot of exploring, maybe spent like 200 years out in the outside world exploring and seeing what that's all about, and then came back to the city and has been here for like another 200, 250 years.
Okay, and I imagine you spend the majority of your time at the monastery.
Yes.
Okay. Being spiritual, practicing your craft.
Just getting enlightened,
man.
Elves
do that. They spend a lot of long stretches of time just doing one thing and mastering it. So that makes sense.
Yeah.